What's up, Girls Night gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis. Today we have fellow Bachelor alum joining us. She appeared on season 20 of The Bachelor and season 3 and 4 of Bachelor in Paradise. She's the founder of the clothing brand Lonnie the Label and the author of her own book, Now Accepting Roses, Finding Myself While Searching for the One, and Other Lessons I Learned from The Bachelor. And most importantly, she is the mother of Kinsley and Charlie. So let's welcome the beautiful and the human form of a Barbie doll, Amanda Stanton. Woo!
Hi.
Was that a good intro? You had a lot on your plate. I was like, "Damn, girl, okay." You took advantage of your Bachelor stardom. That's for sure.
I sure did.
And thank you so much for joining me. I haven't seen you in forever, but I feel like every time I see you, it's just like, and every time I see Amanda, Girls Night Gang, I pick her up and swing her around because she's literally 5 pounds. And remember I did that at Revolve?
I have a video of you swinging me around at Coachella, but it's like not at Coachella, the Revolve.
But I'm like
party.
Kind of aggressive.
I need to find it.
No, I have it. I'm definitely posting it on our thing because I think you were like, Danielle's like, put her down. I'm like, dude, yeah. She's like 4 pounds. Like, this is like light work for me. But how the fuck are you? How have you been? You have a new boyfriend?
Yes, I've been good.
And been really did good. Ella and Bella ever find their way to the sea?
Ella and Bella are still lost at the sea, apparently.
I just can't. I love your girls. Are the cutest. They can be TikTok famous.
They're so funny. Crazy. They're so cute.
So do they do these videos on their own or are you like kind of direct it?
For like the Ella and Bella ones, that's like all on their own. And yeah. They love just like recording themselves doing weird stuff. Like I'll just look through their phones or like their iPads randomly and find the funniest stuff. But I mean, like the TikToks, usually they watch them and they want to do it. So then I'll kind of like help them and report it.
Oh my God. The one
but
when Charlie,
they like love doing that all on their
no,
own.
No, and I love their relationship. Like you can tell that they're getting so much closer because
they're like little best friends. But they fight all the time, constantly.
Oh, really?
Like my sister. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, me and my sister too. But how far apart are they?
They're 21 months apart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, but Charlie is just like a little sweet angel baby face. And then I feel like Kinsley kind of has like a sassiness to her. And she's like more like she's like the boss. And Charlie
Kins has been a teenager since she was born. And then Charlie, I feel like, is just a baby forever.
Oh, my God. The one video you put up, everybody has to go look at it. You had like the pigtails on. You looked exactly like Charlie when you were a baby.
Really?
Yes. It's so cute.
Are starting to look more like me. Kins, I think, is my sister's twin.
Yeah. No, but I love them to death. They're going to be TikTok famous, so tell them that to remember me when they get famous. Okay. So first off, we're going to start off with Alexis's ADHD thoughts. I mean, you know me, so you know how my brain works and your reactions. So one of my thoughts was, what is I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys about? Like, what are they talking about? I'm so confused. Like, I want it that way. What way, guys?
I have no idea. And it's so weird because we, like, listen to it and we sing it and we have no idea what it means.
Like, tell me why. Wait, is that the wrong song?
No, it's the same.
Yeah,
the
tell
same
me
song.
Why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me. I want it that. What way? Which way? Anal, like in the vagine, riding cowgirl, which maybe it's sexual. I don't know. I also found out that
I think it's sexual.
I think genie in the bottle is, I never knew that it was rub me the right way was about her vagina until today. So that's that. And okay. Next thought. How do you feel about Ben Affleck and J-Lo? Because I'm just confused.
Okay. It's embarrassing how obsessed I am. If you look at my recent Google searches, I would say 50% of them are J-Lo. Googling of J-Lo and Ben.
I love it. I love Ben Affleck so much. And I love Jennifer Lopez, but it's just so crazy how fast it, like, they must have been talking before, while her and A-Rod, I just feel like she was with A-Rod, and then a week later, her and Ben were together.
I think that's why I love it more, though, because he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
With and the, now she's just, like, back with her ex, like, posting in Europe. I'm here for it.
No, I love them together. I think that they...
Yeah.
Sorry, Pedialyte break. I just came back from a 17-day Euro trip, so I'm not drinking tequila or anything, though. Don't – what? Okay. But I'm for it, but I'm still – I don't know how I feel yet. Like, do you think it's going to be – because I thought her and A-Rod were going to be together forever. I thought that was the real deal. Like, she finally met the one, and now we're back in 2001.
I'm not going to lie. I liked her and A-Rod together at first, too.
But then once I found out,
like, I think it might be for publicity a little bit.
Who's?
But I still love it. I can't help it.
But I don't think Ben Affleck kind of needs any publicity, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm here for like it, but it's still, it just was so fucking fast. That's kind of bugs me out, you know?
Very fast. Yeah.
But okay. Now that we have you here, Amanda, we're going to play a game called A Girl's Night In with Amanda Stanton. I don't know if that rhymed, but I tried to do it, okay?
I
literally tried to rhyme Amanda Stan with so many things, and all I found was Amanda Panda. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. Okay, number one, what is your biggest misconception people have about you?
Gosh, I think just from the show, people think I'm like super quiet and shy and that I'm always like put together. And I think that's just so far from the truth. You know, I'm not shy at all.
No, you have a feisty side.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I was quiet on the show because I kind of went in intending to be quiet. I was like, I don't want to say stuff and get in trouble.
Yeah. Which
but
for,
I think,
for,
I think that would be the conception.
Sorry, for The Bachelor or just like all everyone, Bachelor in Paradise. Because you weren't shy on Bachelor in Paradise, if you know what I mean.
So I think it's like half. It was like half, maybe some stuff just didn't make the cut. And also half, I was very careful with what I said and did on camera for the most part.
Yeah, I wish I was more like that while I'm taking a tequila shot. I like was high.
I came off boring. And I think people just will always have that conception about me that I'm just so boring.
No,
which
but
I'm fine.
No, you are fun, and you are like you have a personality, and you are feisty too. I love when the feisty sides comes out.
Comes out a lot more than people think.
I know it's, but it was never shown. They never shown your feisty side.
No,
they
no,
need
they
to
didn't.
Project.
I'm saying that honestly.
No, I like it. Okay, anyways, okay. This one's gonna be a funny one. Fuck, marry, kill, Josh Allen Murray, Robbie Hayes, or Ben Higgins. All your exes, basically.
I feel like I can't answer this. I think the obvious answer...
Marry Ben.
What I will say... Oh, gosh, how do I... I think marrying Ben is the obvious answer, right?
Yes, definitely marrying Ben. But, okay, now you have two left. Josh Allen Murray and Robbie Hayes.
This is so hard. We can't kill both of them.
I mean, we can. I would definitely probably kill Josh Allen Murray and boom, Robbie.
Really?
No, I would kill both. But, like, if I had to, it would be – I don't – Josh Allen Murray's mouth scares me. Josh Allen Murray just scares me in general.
By the way, Alexis has always called him Josh Allen Murray. She can't call him Josh or Josh Murray.
No, it's Josh Allen Murray.
The full proper name.
And he has an R&B career, right? Still going on?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping up.
I'm such a bitch. Okay. No. He was... While we were on Paradise, we heard that he was recording an R&B album, and we have yet to hear it. So that's why I don't know, since you're his ex-fiance, you would know if the R&B album was out yet, but I guess it's still in the works, so that's fine. Okay, yeah. what was the craziest thing you've done for love?
Go on The Bachelor.
I knew that was going to be your answer, I swear. I mean, but...
Definitely.
No, like a crazy, like, psycho moment. I have one every single day with Tyler. I left the Cabo room and tried to get my own room, and it was $3,000. All because he didn't want to go out. He tried to make me leave the club. So yeah, just like one of those. So it's kind of like the opposite, like not for love. Not okay, for so love.
For the opposite.
Yeah.
One time, when I was with someone long distance, I flew across the country to see them, got there, realized I didn't want to be there, and flew straight home.
Did you see them?
You what?
Did you see them?
Yeah, for like 5 minutes.
And then you were like, I don't think this is for me?
Yeah, I was like, yes. And then I got there and I was like, no.
And flew. Oh, yeah. Damn. Damn.
I spent the day on an airplane. Yeah.
And what did he say?
I think I went home and blocked his number. I think we talked after that.
How many guys do you think have you blocked? Or like you blocked them? Because you've broken a lot of hearts, I feel like.
To be honest.
Amanda the hot breaker.
I think I only have two. I think only two people have me blocked, and I think it's both people from the show.
Oh, Robbie Hayes and Josh Allen Murray?
Yeah, I think everyone else, I don't think anyone has me blocked.
Wait, why would Robbie Hayes have you blocked?
I think I have them blocked. It was just like a thing, and like,
I think I just unfollowed Robbie Hayes. He's so nice, though. Like, Robbie he couldn't hurt a fly, but he just, like, when he told me what does he do? He collects hotel slippers. I just needed to step back, you know? There was just some things that I was doing.
Robbie can be nice.
No, he's a sweet soul. Like, he would never hurt a fly, but just the hotel slippers and robe thing kind of creeped me out. But anyways. There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care. A product that works wonders for curls might make straight hair limp and greasy. For example, I have such oily hair and I shed like a golden retriever. I have hair in the refrigerator. There's hair in the sink. There's hair on my bed. There is hair everywhere. I don't know why, and I don't know why I have the most oily hair in the world, but I have found a solution, people. Thanks to my personalized Pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal. Using natural ingredients with proven results, Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking you about you as a person with their in-depth consultation. Pros ask me unexpected things like how many times I work out in a week, what I eat daily, how many times do I drink. And I was like, how does that affect my hair? But I guess it does because it's working. And then Pros analyzed all my answers and determined what unique blend of ingredients should be in my every product of my custom routine. Together, Pros got all my hair goals covered. I've been using the pre-shampoo mask, and it is for my personal hair goals, which are more volume, less oily, more hair growth, and less shedding. Less shedding is my main thing because I just don't understand it. And ever since I've been using this pre-shampoo mask, I have been finding less and less hair around the house. Plus, I don't even use dry shampoo in the morning anymore. Like, this is happening. I'm moving on up. Girls, get on it. So I already been seeing results within the past 2 weeks. Imagine what my hair is going to be like in 5 months. Oh my God, I can't wait. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've ever had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Girls Night Gang, Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to prose.com/night. That's Prose, prose.com/night for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Once again, it's prose.com/night for 15% off. If you were invisible for one day, what would you do?
Okay, this is really creepy. Random, but do you ever see someone and you're just like, or like a couple and you're like, I wonder what they talk about when they're alone?
Oh.
I wonder what this person does.
Like who?
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but like multiple times, like you see a couple and you're like, what do they talk about?
Yeah. Or like, what are they like?
I spy on so many people.
Sometimes when Tyler and I are out to dinner and there's a couple next to us, I'm like, let's pretend to be them, and we act out what they're trying to say. So that, yes. I get it. But one time someone came up to us and was like, oh, are you guys on your first date? To me and Tyler, we were dating for 3 years. I was like, okay, are we that awkward to people? Like, this is embarrassing.
That's cute. You guys probably look like excited to be together.
Yeah, we do. We're very in love right now. I don't know what's going on. I joined the Mile High Club coming home from Europe. Like, things got.
You did?
Yeah. I was.
Europe rekindled the spark.
I know. And then we were like tongue kissing. And you know, when you like get into a relationship, you don't really tongue kiss anymore. Like, you kind of just do the peck. Like, we've been like tongue kissing lately. And I'm like, what?
On makeup sesh.
Yeah. Like, when you first start dating, you know, when you have that?
Yeah.
How's Michael? Is he a good kisser?
Yes. he's so sweet.
We're going to get into Michael a little bit later, but okay. Has any celebrity ever slid into your DM, and who?
Yes, but I can't say who.
Amanda.
I can't.
Okay, there's probably multiple, so who's another one?
Okay, this is really funny, actually. I'm not good at checking my DMs, honestly. And recently I went through and I found out there's a way that you can sort them from the top.
Yeah.
And so it'll show the people who have like the most followers that have slid in your DM.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just flag them. But I didn't know you could do that.
But there was a bunch of people who was like, I never saw these DMs. Some of them weren't like big celebrities, but just like people that I was like, oh my God, I know who that person is, and they DM, you know, you literally never even saw it. You know?
Like who? like Justin Bieber, literally.
I just don't want it to be like a thing, but
it's not.
I did notice one. I'm not going to name a name, but it was one of the dancers on Dancing with the Stars had slid in my DMs a few times.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Someone else that I won't say. I'll tell you after, though.
No, but like, where is he from? Like, you know?
He's from LA.
No, like, what kind of like entertainment?
An actor.
What movie? I'm really trying hard.
A bunch.
A-list, B-list, or C-list?
I'd say like used to be A-list.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that and then tell the Girls Night listeners later. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah. Most embarrassing thing that happened to you on a date? I feel like you have really good stories. Remember we would sit in like Indian style in that hot ass fucking room in Paradise, and you would tell me Josh Allen Murray stories, and I would be so intrigued. Like, nobody, because like, I thought you were a quiet girl, but your stories are so interesting and intriguing, and I'm like, this bitch has gone through a lot of fucking shit.
I think those stories are the best, for sure.
Yeah, but I like went off the track, but what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you on a date, or like vice versa, like the guy?
I haven't really had any like embarrassing moments. Like I did something embarrassing, but I remember this is just like an awkward, embarrassing moment. And I was on a second date with someone, and the first date he came to where I live. This is when I was living in Laguna. And the second date he wanted to take me to some restaurant by his house, like 30 minutes away. And I kind of didn't want to go on the second date, so I was trying to bail. And he's like, well, how about I just come to you? So he came to me. The check came, and just to be nice, I'm like faking going and like getting my card out. And he's like, oh no, like you don't have to pay for it. Like we can split it since I came to you again.
Oh no.
And it was a restaurant that I went to all the time. And I remember thinking like, I would rather just pay for this whole bill than like put two cards in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's like annoying for the waiter. Like, and
yeah,
who,
and it just made me so uncomfortable. It was like that moment where I was totally expecting him to be like, oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
And
that's what like, you're supposed to do. Split it.
I think that's,
and especially the second, like, okay, I don't even know where my credit card is when I'm on a date. Like what? Sorry, Tyler, yeah, but bye.
Yeah. I'm married and I still pay for everything.
Yeah,
that's, if I would, I don't know what I would do. I think I would just like sprint out or like go to the bathroom and never come back.
I never talked to him again.
Thank God. Okay. Well, since you are on girls' night, what was your wildest girls' night out? And I'm sorry that I'm rushing you. We just have a limited time since it's the producer's big boy over here's birthday. He has a party to get to. So I'm sorry, girls' night listeners, if I'm rushing through.
No, you guys take your time.
Okay. Wildest girls' night out by Amanda Stanton.
Gosh. I would probably say
dun dun dun.
I would probably say like Vegas. There was like a my friend's bachelorette party in Vegas. That was like a really crazy night.
What'd you do?
The
cocaina.
Oh, actually, I would say my craziest night was probably in Mykonos in 2019.
Oh, where my homeland. I'm not Greek.
I didn't get home until like 6 p.m. the next day.
What? Amanda, yeah. You had me beat. I got home at 10 a.m.
Oh yeah, mine was like 6 p.m.
Where?
Like a full 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, where? Who were you with? What were you doing?
I was with you. Have you, met my friend Raquel?
Yes.
I was with Danielle Lombard.
Oh, yes.
We had a girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then if you're with D'Lo, I already know how that went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
D'Lo's the best. Okay. We're going to go to some girls' night listener questions. We had a lot for you since you're a popular gal. I'm going to start off with from Maggie Hollister. Would you ever go on the show again?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Hard pass. I mean, you found love through it all. So it doesn't matter.
And exactly.
So, next question is, how did you meet Michael and how's the relationship going?
So we met a couple years ago through friends, and we were friends for a while. And then we were both in Aspen at the same time. So we ended up meeting up for lunch and just ended up kind of like dating, which was weird because we had known each other for a year and a half and I never thought of him that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Who made the first move?
It was, I mean, I would say him. It was pretty mutual. Like, I feel like we both felt it, and then we just were talking nonstop. But he definitely made more of the first move. Like,
are you guys saying I love you?
Not again. Yeah. We've been together for, like, 9 months now. I think we said I love you.
Oh, damn. He's funny, too. I feel like he brings out your funny side, too. Because I feel like the guys you've dated in the past tried to like bring you down because you were like, and he lets you just be you, and he's just weird and funny, I feel like. Yeah. And he's from Jersey.
He's so funny. I think I feel just so comfortable with him, and I think that, you know, people can tell. So
how long did you wait to give up the V card?
What is that? What? Yeah. Because I'm like, when did I sleep with him?
Yeah, like how many dates? I mean, how many days did it take? Like mine was night one. What?
It wasn't a night one. Actually, it's funny. It's a funny story because since we were friends for so long, when we first started dating or like liking each other, I remember being so confused. Like, do we like each other or are we just friends? Like, we were obviously talking a lot more and hanging out more, but I was like, are we just friends? I didn't know what he was thinking. And so my sister dropped me off at his house. And I remember telling her, I was like, I'll be home at 10. We ended up just like staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning. My sister was asleep, so I couldn't go home. So I ended up staying over at his house. And I was so weird about it that I slept. He still makes fun of me for it to this day. I slept in like a giant sweatshirt and giant sweatpants and socks because I was like so weird about it. And I remember he was like, do you want like a t-shirt? And I was like, no, I'm good. I was like sweating.
Like you wanted to be like covered because you were like scared. But now do you sleep naked?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know about this too. One of the girls, Val 86281, said, can she tell us more about the time she and Raven went skinny dipping in Paradise with Robbie and Adam? I don't know about this.
Yeah, I don't know about this either.
What the hell?
So I think there was one day and we were like, I feel like we were drunk the whole time.
Oh well, obviously.
There was like one day where Raven and I just decided like we should go skinny dipping in the ocean. And we also liked it because they couldn't put the mics out there.
I know.
So we were like, let's just all go out there and like have a talk without microphones on. And so we all just went out and went swimming and it was scary. I remember we didn't even really get to talk because we were like swallowing like so much water.
Oh my God. Me and Raven went when we weren't even allowed to go in, but we went boogie boarding and we almost died out there and nobody came and saved us. We weren't allowed to go in the water because they weren't allowed to mic us, but we did anyway. And didn't Robbie like set up like a romantic like neon?
Yeah, the glow sticks and the glow sticks.
I'm such a bitch. I feel so bad. Robbie really is a nice guy, but what the hell was that? He was like trying to like throw a rave party like you're fucking 18-year-old on Molly. Like what? He put glow sticks in the ocean and you like had to be like, oh my God, this is so nice.
Yeah, like had to pretend like it was just like the most romantic thing anyone's ever done for me.
But it was just like, what did he do again?
He took me to just like the jacuzzi, like, you know, the pool. And it was the jacuzzi. And we like sat there and he had a bunch of like little mini glow sticks and he was like throwing them in the jacuzzi.
Oh my God. No game. Oh. It's okay, Robbie. Is Robbie still single?
I don't know. I don't keep up.
I don't keep up either.
I did watch Siesta Key though and he was on that.
Yeah. Is he still on?
No, we just Michael and I watched it together probably, I'd say like 3 months ago.
Robbie was also on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just like, he loves the reality show fame.
Loves it.
He loves himself. But honestly, I love him. What a guy. He wants to keep going to each hotel to collect the slippers, so. Kevin, 100%. I'm not even lying. This guy goes to hotels and just collects hotel slippers.
Why?
That is a question that I ask myself every day. But, you know.
Is he like really into slippers or something?
We have no idea. Okay. Everybody wants to know how you keep your hair fine as hell.
So, recently I've been trying to use less heat on my hair. So, I'll only style my hair once, maybe twice a week if I have something going on. And that keeps it really healthy. Also do hair masks. But I would say not using heat is the number one thing.
Good. Well, what about washing? Because I wash my hair every day and everybody said that's not good.
Oh, I wash my hair like once, maybe twice a week.
What the? Okay. Yeah. That's probably why my hair is so fucking oily. Okay. How do you come up with clothing ideas or designs for Lonnie the Label?
I think it's crazy too because I feel like my style changes all the time. But for the most part, I feel like I like to wear very like simple pieces. Like I am such like a jeans and a bodysuit type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the go-to.
Yeah. But I love something that's like flattering. So that's kind of how it started was I was like, I want to make like, you know, affordable but high quality clothes that are super flattering and super simple that you can wear all the time.
Yeah.
Because
And you have really good style. I can't pull off anything that you wear. because I have a bro. I like am built like a linebacker, and oh you're gosh. Like. I could be Olympic swimmer. Like, I think in my past life, I was an Olympic swimmer, a male Olympic swimmer, by the way. But no, I love Lana Label. What do we have to look forward to?
I have.
You do mommy and you do mommy and daughter things, right? Is it mommy and me?
We haven't lately. I do want to start again. The problem was when we first started, the biggest size was a size 6, and it doesn't fit the girls anymore. And so we kind of just stopped for that reason. So I was like, I don't want to keep making it if Kinzu Char can't wear it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can figure that out, because that was one of my favorite parts about it.
Yeah.
And but we have a new drop coming out next week.
Oh, it's yeah. Really- okay, girls, better yeah. watch out for the Lani the Label yeah. drop. And okay, I have another question. We'll do two more and then I'll let you go, even though I haven't seen you in forever. It's all fucking Kevin's fault, motherfucker. Just kidding.
Sorry.
Okay. Someone said, what does she think about Corinne saying she dated Michael first? Let's clear this motherfucker up, okay?
I obviously saw it, and I talked to Corinne about it, and she was actually apologizing, saying that she was caught off guard. Because
she seems like she was straight. She was like, I dated him, you know? And I was like, I don't remember her dating him at all.
Well, I think it was like she had said like that I was dating her ex, which it's not true. And I had talked to her about it after. I was like, why would you say that? And she was like, oh, and I didn't mean to. I was caught off guard. I didn't mean to like say he was my ex. So it was like a very confusing thing. And she was like, do you want me to make it right? I can tell them to delete the interview, which you know that they wouldn't do that. And at that point, I was just like, you know what? Like, it is what it is. And I just haven't said anything about it since. But I mean, it was a little frustrating for sure. You know, when you're happy and you just want other people to be happy for you, and then someone has to like tie some sort of like drama and make you feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And for me, just because
you like
fully
him.
True. So, yeah. But I mean, me and Corinne are good. We talked about it. She apologized. And I did tell her that we were dating, you know, months before I had ever posted him, before she did that interview. And she never really said anything about it. So I was just kind of shocked to see that. So as soon as I saw it, I texted her and I was like, can we like talk about this? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
And we did. But long story short, Corinne agrees. Like, Michael is not Corinne's ex by any means. Like, no.
You never know what comes out of that girl's mouth, but you got to love her, you know?
I love Corinne. We're good. We're friends.
Yeah, no, I get it. You but
know, not, that, there's no drama between us. Like, no, that's not a thing.
No yeah. beef. Okay, one last question. How has being in Bachelor Nation changed you positively and negatively? I think that's a good ending.
Yeah, I think we'll start with negative so we can end on a positive note. But I think negatively, I mean, you're just like under a microscope and you get so many people just like judging and critiquing everything that you do. And I think it can be very mentally draining.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it can be really hard. But, I think you get used to it, but it still happens and it's hard. And then positively, I would say, I mean, I met so many friends. There's so many opportunities afterwards. I would say mostly like the friendships that I've made from the show.
I agree.
And just like the whole experience, you know?
The French. And then I met Tyler through the show too. So like, and then the business, like my business, we wouldn't have that from the show either. But like, I have not caught up with The Bachelorette. I have no idea what's going on. Someone asked me, I had to do a recap. I was like, who's Katie? Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you want to tell our followers where they can follow you and anything you have going on that you would like to mention?
Yeah. So my Instagram is @Amanda_Stanton with 2 N's, even though that's not how you spell my last name. And then for my clothing line, it's @LoniTheLabel, and we have a new drop coming out next week.
Oh, does oh my God, I was going to say Carly. Does Charlie and Kinsley want to say hi?
They they're, I mean, I would go grab them, but they're playing Roblox. You know, that they're addicted to, like, they're like gamers. It's super weird.
Okay, well, tell them that I love them, yeah, and I want to be best friends with them, even though they're six years old, and that's really creepy. But I love you. Thank you so much for coming on Girls Night, and everybody make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout, at Alex Waters _ at Hoop Nation by Alexis, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So thank you. Love you, Amanda.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.